Yeah, it's all over. We're now the winners, 119 to 18 points, 1-6 from Sam Mulroy, including the first half goal that left Derry chasing the game right from the off. The home side, with the breeze at the back, opened the score, and Darren McDonald with an excellent score. Conor Grass replied with a point. Then came the Louth goal. It was a Sam Mulroy shot that dropped a 2-point free, it dropped short. It wasn't dealt with. Kieran McArdle fouled, but with looked like Dermot Baker upstepped Mulroy. He put Shane McGuckin the wrong way, and that was Louth on the way to a 1-8 to 4 points interval lead. They had a 2-point free, they had a 2-pointer from Paul Matthews, and they had also one from Sam Mulroy after Derry had lost a kick out over the sideline. After half time, Derry did have a spell. Niall Loughran kicked a pressure 2-point free. On the next kick-out, Derry won possession from the Louth kick-out and got a score through Ethan Doherty. Then came a 2-point free from Shane McGuigan to give Derry a chance to eat into that lead again, but he dropped it short. And that was the end of Derry's real challenge in the game. They had Tadhg McDonald come off the bench for Louth. He scored a 2-pointer with his first... a point with his first touch. He also added a 2-pointer. Kieran McArdle added a couple of vital scores for Louth as well. But the game can probably be summed up in the fact that Derry got into decent positions, but it was the final pass that went down. It was either, you know, like a pass that was cut out and Louth were hitting them in the counter. The home side really got behind Louth. They were energised with it. There was a couple of goal chances. One was a goal-mouth scramble that Louth cleared. Goalkeeper McDonald made a great save from Niall Loughran. But the other key moment in the game came when there was 5 points between the sides and Derry were awarded a penalty. Up steps Shane McGuigan, the top scorer in the league. He hadn't scored all day. He went, but it was Niall O'Donnell Dave to his right-hand side, saved the shot, and on the end of the move, Louth added a score through Darren McDonald, the man who had the game's first score, and that was the big swing in the game again. Derry did eat into the lead, but they were always struggling because Louth were able to keep the scoreboard ticking over. They were creating overlaps, and right at the end, Niall Loughran had a goal chance, but he blazed it over the bar, and at that stage, time was running out. It wouldn't have made any difference if he had hit the net. So, final score here is Louth 119, Derry 18 points. So, their promotion chances look like severely dented here today. They're at home to Cavan next weekend, so the chances of being promoted are very, very slim. But for now, it's all about Louth and former Derry manager, Derry coach Gavin Devlin. The Louth fans right in the middle of RD pitch here. It's a huge win for them, 119 to 18 points.